Declaring God's Word, a daily devotion by Derek Prince. September the 10th, Freedom to Love.
All this week, Derek talks about compassion, God's compassion and ours. Today he explains how nobody can take away our freedom to love.
James chapter 1 verse 25. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. And again in James chapter 2 and verse 8. If you really fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, you shall love your neighbour as yourself, then you do well.
The law, you shall love your neighbour as yourself, is called two things: the perfect law of liberty and the royal law. It's the perfect law in that it encompasses every other law. When you really love your neighbour, fervently and with a pure heart, you can't but keep all the other commandments. By keeping that one law, you're obeying all the laws. It's also the royal or kingly law. It's the perfect law of liberty or freedom because no one can stop you from loving. Once you've made up your mind to love, people can say all sorts of mean things about you and treat you miserably, but they can't stop you from loving. The only person who's totally free is the person who loves. Jesus was the perfect example of freedom in love. The authorities did everything to him. They beat him, they pierced his hands and his feet, they put a crown of thorns on his head, they gave him vinegar to drink, they abused him, they reviled him. But the one thing they couldn't do was stop him from loving. He loved them to the end. If you love with that kind of love, nobody can stop you from doing exactly what you want to do. Love. That's why love is called the perfect law of liberty. Listen to this proclamation and make it your own.
Thank you, Lord, that you care so much. I proclaim that I have made up my mind to love in obedience to God's perfect law of liberty. As a father has compassion on his children, so God has compassion on me. Amen.
Derek Prince Ministries, reaching the unreached, teaching the untaught.